Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on managing the environment from one console. My name is Carl Middlebrooks. As in previous installments of this webcast series, Microsoft Consulting has been hired by the Contoso company to help move their infrastructure from a basic to a dynamic environment. Today, our focus will be on working with the IT management and security process part of the IO model, managing and monitoring the Contoso network with MOM 2005. As Contoso continues to grow and adapt, we must help them overcome new challenges. The company has asked a Microsoft engineer to come in and help them utilize their current MOM server more to manage and watch their environment more effectively. This session looks at how the Microsoft engineer used MOM and the MOM management packs to achieve the company's stated goal. We'll start with a look at how to monitor several server components such as the file system and essential services and the infrastructure services on our path to proactive responsiveness. We'll also utilize the Active Directory Management Pack for MOM 2005 to better monitor and manage the Contoso network. In an earlier webcast, we deployed and configured Antigen for Exchange to protect email users from spam and viruses. Today, we'll show how to monitor Antigen with the Antigen Management Pack for MOM 2005. We'll also see how monitoring Exchange 2003 with MOM can be more effective with the Exchange Server 2003 Management Pack. We'll take a look at the management pack for ISIS Server 2006, which will allow us to monitor the services and availability of the ISIS server. The next version, Systems Management Server 2003, will officially join the Microsoft System Center family of products and be known as System Center Configuration Manager 2007. Many requirements and configurations need to be taken into account before we can migrate to System Center Configuration Manager 2007. We'll take a look at what it would take to make sure that Contoso is prepared to upgrade their SMS 2003 servers to System Center Configuration Manager 2007. We will also see some of the other applications, such as Microsoft Operations Manager, MOM, which will also join the System Center family. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. The next slide provides a brief overview of what would be helpful, but not essential, for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. We will be working with Microsoft Operations Manager MOM 2005 today, so you should have a basic understanding of MOM 2005. Next, we'll configure and explore the management packs for Antigen and Exchange, so familiarity with Exchange Server 2003 will be helpful. And finally, we will configure and deploy the management pack for ISIS Server 2006, so you should have some experience with this product. Many of these products were covered in previous parts of this webcast series, so you can always reference them for more information. To cover the topics mentioned on the earlier slide and to keep the session flow going, we've divided the session up into the following agenda. We'll begin with a look at where Contoso is today, what we've done so far, and where we're going. Next, we'll talk about using Microsoft Operations Manager to manage Windows servers. We'll also look at how to manage infrastructure servers using Microsoft Operations Manager. Finally, we'll see how to manage and monitor the Contoso Active Directory servers. But first, let's look at the environment in which we will be working today. The demonstrations today will take place in this environment. We have a single domain, contoso.com, with a domain controller, CDCO1, a Windows Storage Server 2003 server, CWSS01, an Exchange Server 2003 with Antigen for Exchange, CEXC01, an ISIS Server 2006 server, CISA01, and the MOM 2005 server, CMOM01. Let's take a look at what we've done at Contoso so far. The vision of infrastructure optimization, or IO, is to help customers realize the value of their IT infrastructure to make the IT infrastructure a strategic asset that enables agility within their organization, and ultimately to help them create an infrastructure for a people-ready business. As consultants, we're basing our solutions on the concepts presented in the core IO to help Contoso move from a basic infrastructure to a dynamic one. So far in this webcast series, we've addressed Contoso's identity and access management challenges, as well as presented solutions for desktop, server, and device management. We also implemented solutions related to the security and messaging component of the I/O, with Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 being the central focus. We've enabled Contoso to implement central storage using Windows Storage Server, and from there, we're able to apply group policies to enforce the central storage of user data without any inconvenience to the users. Once the central storage was in place, we were able to help Contoso protect the user data using Shadow Copy, Windows Backup, and Data Protection Manager. The goal of our session today is to utilize MOM more effectively and thoroughly in order to help Contoso realize a state of full proactive management. With that in mind, let's look at where Contoso is today. Early on in this webcast series, we covered the first part of the core I/O, identity and access management. Our goal was to provide single sign-on to network resources, enforce password security, and implement centralized scalable management. The first step was to deploy Active Directory, implement group policy to enforce password security and manage servers and desktops, and then to configure Microsoft Identity Integration Server, or MIIS 2003, to provide account provisioning and password synchronization between Active Directory and non-Active Directory-aware platforms, including a legacy web application and Linux servers. Then we moved on to the desktop, server, and device management portion of the core I/O. With Active Directory and remote installation services, we were able to stage low-touch remote installations for new client workstations. Then using Systems Management Server, or SMS, 2003, we inventoried the hardware and software of existing client workstations and prepared software deployment packages to help standardize the workstation infrastructure. This was all part of our main objective, which was to qualify Contoso as a dynamic desktop, server, and device management core I/O infrastructure by being able to use zero-touch deployment methods to roll out new client workstations. After that, we began to work with the next part of the core I/O, security and networking. Microsoft Exchange Hosted Services provides a first line of defense for inbound email. Composed of four distinct services that helped Contoso protect themselves, the services are deployed over the Internet, which helps minimize additional capital investment, free up IT resources to focus on other value-producing initiatives, and mitigate messaging risk before they reach the corporate firewall. There is no additional hardware to provision, no additional software to buy, install, or configure, and no expensive training required for their IT staff. Then, by deploying Antigen for Exchange on front-end and back-end Exchange servers, we were able to further protect local resources. Antigen server-level antivirus, anti-spam, and content filtering products helped Contoso protect their email and collaboration environments against viruses, worms, spam, and inappropriate content. Finally, with ISA Server 2006, we were able to safely publish Contoso's Exchange servers to enable remote access using Outlook Web Access or Exchange over HTTP. The next part of the core I/O we began work on was the data and recovery portion. With Microsoft Windows Storage Server 2003, we were able to provide Contoso with a central storage server for their user data. Once the Windows Storage Server had been deployed, we used group policy to move user data to a central location and create backup procedures and policies to protect user data. After this was done, we went a step further and added Data Protection Manager in order to better secure and protect user data. Today we will work with a part of the I/O model that encompasses all areas, IT and security process. Contoso has added a lot of functionality to their network, but has concerns that the cost of management is no longer offsetting the savings gained. By using MOM 2005 and the appropriate management packs in a more effective way, we can lower the management cost and help Contoso maintain a proactive approach to IT management instead of a reactive one. We've identified several key challenges to overcome. As Contoso has grown, so has their infrastructure. Contoso is realizing the benefits of using Active Directory at the heart of their infrastructure, using SMS for managing and deploying desktops, using Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 for email, ISA Server 2006 for firewall and publishing services, Antigen and Microsoft Exchange hosted services for network and message protection, and Data Protection Manager and Windows Storage Server to protect company data. Contoso has found managing and monitoring all of these systems has turned into a full-time job. Costs are again at the heart of the issue. The cost for reacting to events is high, whether it's as simple as a disk becoming full, security patches needing to be applied, license renewal, or even a server failure. Reacting is costly. The company wants to be more proactive in its approach. They want to know what is running, where, by whom, and at what level. If a disk is even close to becoming full, or if a critical service is stopped on an important server, Contoso wants to know about it before it becomes a problem. We can deploy several solutions to meet these challenges. Microsoft Operations Manager is already in place and running. Microsoft Operations Manager MOM 2005 delivers extensible and scalable enterprise-class operational management by providing comprehensive event management, proactive monitoring and alerting, reporting and trend analysis, and system and application-specific knowledge and tasks to improve the manageability of Windows Server system environments. At Contoso, it is time to fully utilize Microsoft Operation Manager's monitoring and alerting capabilities to monitor servers and applications. With MOM, management tasks are made easier, the cost of downtime is reduced, and IT administrators can be more proactive because of its monitoring and alerting capabilities. Now that we've had a chance to talk about the general goals and challenges facing Contoso today, let's discuss how we're going to implement the specific solutions that we've mentioned. First, we'll use Microsoft Operations Manager to monitor and manage specific parts of Contoso's network components, such as disk status, infrastructure servers, and Active Directory. First, let's take a look at the Windows Server-based management pack for MOM. The Microsoft Windows Base Operating System Management Pack monitors the performance and availability of Microsoft Windows operating systems version 4.0 and later. By detecting, alerting on, and automatically responding to critical events and performance indicators, this management pack helps indicate, correct, and prevent possible operating system service outages. This management pack plays an important role in ensuring that your operating systems and their components are available and working correctly. By using embedded expertise, this management pack highlights performance, health, and availability conditions that indicate problems. It can, in some cases, even identify issues before they become critical, thus providing you with a level of customer responsiveness that increases the overall availability and performance of your Microsoft Windows operating systems. As a result, this management pack will reduce the cost of ownership by enabling proactive management and reducing resolution times for the issues identified. The system requirements for the Microsoft Windows Base Operating System Management Pack are Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 running on a supported operating system. The supported operating systems include Windows 2000, Windows 2000 Advanced Server, Windows 2000 Server, Windows 2000 Service Pack 4, and Windows Server 2003. The Management Pack can be downloaded from the Management Pack catalog on the Microsoft website. Several of the monitoring scenarios that are included with the Microsoft Windows Servers Base Operating System Management Pack for MOM 2005 are configurable. With the help of the Microsoft Windows Server Base Operating System Management Pack, we can monitor many different parts of the operating system on mission-critical computers. Information about essential services, reliability, storage, network, and performance are all readily available through monitoring scenarios included with the Management Pack. The disk-free space monitoring and performance threshold scenarios, which are included in the Management Pack for MOM 2005, are both configurable. The disk-free space monitoring scenario allows you to modify the threshold values that are used to trigger both warning and error events. The performance threshold scenario allows you to modify the thresholds for performance alerting, enable rules that are disabled by default, and modify thresholds for these rules. Many of the monitoring scenarios are configured by changing script parameters that are associated with an event rule. It is necessary to change the script parameter within the event rule rather than changing the script parameter within the equivalent script that is listed under the scripts node in the MOM administrator console. Changing a parameter of a script within the scripts node does not change the value of the parameter for event rules that are associated with the script. With this basic understanding of the Windows Server Base Operating System Management Pack, we'll now configure a few Windows Server alerts for Contoso. In this demonstration, we will see how to configure alerts and trigger them in order to see them function. As was mentioned earlier, the Microsoft Windows Server's Base Operating System Management Pack monitors the performance, health, and availability of Microsoft Windows operating systems version 4.0 and later. With extensive embedded expertise, this management pack allows us to proactively manage Microsoft Windows operating systems and avoid costly service outages for Contoso. This management pack provides monitoring for several core areas and scenarios which we will be examining in this demonstration. The Microsoft Windows Server Base Operating System Management Pack is broken up into three different rule groups: Windows 2000, Windows 2003, and Windows NT 4.0. The Windows 2003 rule group provides monitoring capabilities for the following core monitoring areas and scenarios: core system components and services, networking, performance, reliability, state monitoring and service discovery, and storage. The Core Systems and Services Rule Group provides monitoring for service and application management. The Core Systems, Components, and Services Rule Group has several event rules that will help us monitor core Windows services here at Contoso, such as when they are up or down, when they terminate, configuration issues, account and authentication issues. Within this rule group, other base operating system components are also monitored, such as software updates, Windows activation, and registry corruption. Not every event will produce an alert within the operator console. For example, upon successful installation of software updates, no response has been configured. You can add a response to this or other events by setting up one in the Responses tab of the Event Properties dialog box. The Alert tab is where you specify that the event rule should generate an event. The Alert rule responds to any event or performance rule in this Processing rule group that generates an alert with a severity of service unavailable. By default, this rule sends the alert message to the operators listed in the Network Administrator's Notification group. They will receive an email or a page. The Networking Processing Rule Group provides monitoring capabilities for the local computer networking issues, monitors for IP address conflicts, monitors for network adapter disconnection, and monitors for duplicate names on the network. No alert rules or performance process rules are defined for this rule group. The Performance Rule Group monitors for performance counter-availability issues, performance thresholds for key system indicators, and for performance measuring for most commonly used performance data. Several system components are measured, such as the processor, memory, and network components on the server. The Reliability Rule Group detects recurring application terminations, system shutdowns, and system failure reporting. The State Monitoring and Service Discovery Rule Group provides service and application management along with performance management. The event rules defined provide health and discovery checks for many core services such as RPC, plug and play, and messenger health checks. The State Monitoring and Service Discovery also has some performance thresholds defined which can be configured to meet Contoso's requirements. The Threshold tab allows you to specify that Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 should monitor data and generate an alert if the thresholds set are crossed in either direction. Finally, the Local Storage Management Rule Group allows you to monitor share availability and configuration issues, local storage resource and free space availability, and file system integrity. The Microsoft Windows Server's Base Operating System Management Pack alerts on performance thresholds. You should evaluate these thresholds and determine if the default values are appropriate for your environment. For Contoso, we're going to modify the threshold for available memory. Many of the monitoring scenarios are configured by changing script parameters that are associated with an event rule. If it is necessary to change a script parameter, you must change it within the event rule rather than making the change directly to the script that is listed under the scripts node in the MOM administrator console. Changing a parameter of a script within the scripts node does not change the value of the parameter for event rules that are associated with the script. Several types of calculations are available, the sampled value, the average values, or the change in values. We're going to set our threshold to generate an alert when the sample value is less than a specified amount of 100 megabytes. The Data Provider tab allows us to specify the source of data or events. The current sample rate of 300 seconds, or 3 minutes, is too long for this demonstration, so we'll change it to a value of 30 seconds. After making configuration changes to the management pack, you can deploy the changes to managed computers immediately by committing the configuration changes manually. Otherwise, changes are deployed to managed computers after the rule change polling interval, 5 minutes by default, and the agent configuration interval, 1 minute by default. The operator console is the interface that you use to perform monitoring functions. It is here in the operator console that we can view any alerts that MOM has raised. While the operator console loads, let's go trigger an alert. On our storage server, we will disable the computer browser service. The computer browser service maintains an updated list of computers on the network and supplies this list to computers designated as browsers. MOM should create an alert when this service is stopped. The operator console has finished loading. We can immediately see in the alerts details pane the critical error that has been created because several of the systems that MOM is monitoring do not have enough memory according to the new threshold we set. Also, within seconds, MOM notices and creates an alert letting us know that the computer browser service has stopped on Contoso's storage server. As was recommended by the alert, we'll start the computer browser service on the storage server. 100 megabytes is an aggressively high threshold for the available physical memory on Contoso's servers. We'll go ahead and change the threshold to 2.5 megabytes. We'll go ahead and commit our changes rather than wait for the scheduled refresh. And now that our thresholds have changed and the service has started again, we'll resolve all the alerts that were raised. While monitoring and managing different components of the Windows servers in the Contoso domain is a step in the right direction, it is not enough. We also want to be able to monitor and manage the infrastructure servers within the Contoso domain. Several management packs are available depending on the infrastructure server you want to manage. Three management packs are available from Microsoft to help monitor and manage infrastructure services on your Windows servers. The DHCP management pack analyzes information generated by DHCP. By monitoring this information, such as events, the DHCP management pack increases the security, availability, and performance of the Windows environment in your organization. The management pack ensures that the critical part of your DHCP infrastructure is working correctly and helps prevent costly service outages. Next, there's the Windows DNS Server Service Management Pack, which collects DNS events from the System Event Log for Windows NT and events from the DNS Server Event Log for Windows 2000 and Windows 2003. Microsoft Windows DNS is a critical service for locating computers and other services on the network. The availability of DNS and the integrity of its data is critical to network operations. Finally, the Windows Internet Name Service collects WINS events in the Windows NT, Windows 2000, and Windows Server 2003 system event logs and highlights events that may indicate service outages or configuration problems. With the management and monitoring of the basic server components and infrastructure services, our next step is to make sure that we're managing and monitoring Active Directory sufficiently. The Active Directory Management Pack for Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 provides a predefined, ready-to-run set of processing rules, monitoring scripts, and reports that are designed specifically to monitor the performance and availability of the Active Directory directory service. This management pack monitors events that are placed in the application, system, and directory service event logs by various Active Directory components and subsystems. It also monitors the overall health of Active Directory and alerts you to critical performance issues. The Active Directory Management Pack provides a complete Active Directory monitoring solution by monitoring all aspects of Active Directory health, monitoring the health of vital processes that Active Directory depends on, including replication, lightweight directory access protocol, LDAP, DC locator, trusts, NetLogon service, file replication service, FRS, Intersite messaging service, Windows Time Service, and Key Distribution Center, KDC. Monitoring service availability. Collecting key performance data. And finally, by providing comprehensive reports, including reports on service availability and service health, and reports that can be useful for capacity planning. By detecting and creating alerts for critical events, the Active Directory Management Pack helps to indicate, correct, and prevent possible Active Directory service outages. Let's take a look at how we implemented the Active Directory Management Pack within the Contoso network. In this demonstration, we'll examine how the Active Directory Management Pack for MOM 2005 was implemented within the Contoso network. As is recommended, we installed the DNS Management Pack and the Operating System Management Pack for the most complete results when monitoring Active Directory. After installing the Active Directory Management Pack and all other recommended management packs, we must do the following to configure Active Directory monitoring. Set the inter-site replication latency threshold, specify domain controllers for replication latency data collection, and perform an initial triage. If Contoso had any branch offices, we would also want to consider configuring settings for slow wide area network links or large branch office deployments. Also, we would want to configure agent computers to run in low-privilege scenarios if any existed. We'll first start by setting the inter-site replication latency threshold value, which can be found in the scripts installed by the Active Directory Management Pack. The maximum inter-site replication latency threshold value is the maximum amount of time it takes for a change to replicate across the entire forest. By default, this value is set to 15 minutes. If it takes longer than 15 minutes for replication to occur, you will receive a warning. We will want to consult the Contoso system architect to review what the expected maximum threshold value is for their environment. Usually, this value is monitored closely to ensure that any applicable service level agreements, SLAs, for your organization are being met. After we have determined an appropriate value for the environment, we will modify the setting accordingly. The most common scenario involves ensuring that basic help desk procedures such as resetting passwords replicate from corporate headquarters to a branch office within a reasonable amount of time as determined by the SLA. Monitoring the maximum latency for the forest also ensures that all domain controllers are receiving updates. Failure of even one domain controller to receive updates in a timely manner can have significant negative results. If you receive frequent alerts with AD replication monitoring as the source, you are probably not meeting your SLA requirements. Site schedules that are not set correctly are the most common cause of this problem. If you have an SLA, set the inter-site maximum latency threshold value to one-third of the SLA in minutes, or to the maximum expected time it takes for data to replicate across your forest, whichever is smaller. If you do not have an SLA, set the inter-site maximum latency threshold value to the maximum expected time it takes for data to replicate across your forest. After setting the inter-site maximum latency threshold, we want to specify domain controllers for replication latency data collection. This can be found in the Computer Groups node. For detailed trending analysis, add the names of the domain controllers for which you want to collect replication latency data to the Active Directory Management Pack. Specifying the names of the domain controllers is useful for graphing replication performance between critical domain controllers, and it is required for the AD replication latency report. You must specify both the source domain controllers and the target domain controllers for which you want to collect data. Replication latency data is collected only for replication from all of the source domain controllers to each of the target domain controllers. The amount of replication latency data that is collected for detailed trending analysis can be quite large. The amount of data collections is roughly equal to the number of source domain controllers multiplied by the number of target domain controllers that you specify. For example, if you specify 10 source domain controllers and 10 target domain controllers, you will receive approximately 100 data collections per interval. After you configure the Active Directory Management Pack, allow 24 hours for the scripts to run. Some of the scripts run in real time, others run at scheduled intervals of up to 24 hours. The number and severity of alerts that are generated in the first 24 hours depends on the thresholds that you set, as well as the number of domain controllers that are running in your environment, and any existing problems in your Active Directory implementation. After 24 hours, triage the alerts that the Active Directory Management Pack scripts have generated. Doing this helps you identify critical issues and resolve them right away. It also helps you decrease the amount of alert noise that is generated by your domain controllers, the WAN, and the MOM system, which makes it easier to maintain the health of your Active Directory environment. First, open the MOM operator console and view all the alerts that have been generated in the last 24 hours. Address alerts in their order of severity: service unavailable, critical errors, errors, warnings, and informational alerts. Each alert includes knowledge that provides additional information to help you resolve it. If you find errors from the Active Directory Essential Services script, address these errors first. These errors indicate that one or more of the services that Active Directory depends on are not running. After addressing all the alerts in the operator console, address alerts that are generating the most noise on domain controllers, the WAN, and the MOM system. To do this, use the reporting console provided by Microsoft SQL Server Reporting Services to view the reports that MOM automatically generates. Several predefined reports are provided for each management pack that is included with Microsoft Operations Manager. Also, each additional management pack installed may contain more reports. You can open the reporting console from either the MOM Administrator console or the MOM Operator console. View the most common events by computer report, located in the Operational Health Analysis category. Examine the report and then address all events that show more than 5% in the Activity Percentage column. You also want to examine the most common alerts by computer report and address all events there that show more than 5% in the Activity Percentage column. To maintain the general health of your Active Directory environment, triage all Active Directory management pack alerts on a daily basis. In addition, perform other operations on a regular basis depending on your environment. Minor issues can occur in an Active Directory environment that do not generate an alert. However, they still require periodic attention. The Active Directory management pack generates reports that display data over time and present patterns that indicate problems. Review these reports often to resolve issues before they generate alerts. On a daily basis, you should review all open alerts and verify that all domain controllers are communicating with the MOM console. Any communication failure between the domain controllers and the monitoring infrastructure prevents you from receiving alerts so that you can examine and resolve them. Clicking Last Contact, it sorts the computers based on their last contact time. If the last contact time is greater than 5 minutes, investigate why the computer is not communicating with MOM. In addition to the operations that you perform daily, review the following reports weekly. AD domain changes, which summarize significant changes to the domain, such as movement of the PDC emulator operations master and the addition or removal of domain controllers. ADDC disk space, which summarizes Active Directory disk space usage and free space for the database and log volumes. It is critical that adequate free space be available for Active Directory. For Contoso, we can use this report to trend and predict the size of volumes that they will need given their current growth rate. You also want to review the AD replication latency report weekly. This report will summarize the minimum, average, and maximum replication latency per naming context per domain controller. This report is extremely useful in verifying any SLA that you have for changes to replicate within the domain or forest. Finally, each week, you also want to review the AD SAM account errors report, which summarizes events that indicate that the SAM has detected an error. Corrective guidance is provided where applicable. In addition to the operations that you perform on a daily and weekly basis, the following report should be reviewed monthly, starting with DC replication bandwidth. This report summarizes the replication bandwidth compressed and uncompressed over the selected period. This report is useful for trending and capacity planning for replication bandwidth requirements. Also each month, you want to review the AD Machine Account Authentication Failures Report, which summarizes which workstations that are joined to the domain are unable to authenticate. This failure can prevent group policy updates and software distribution to the computer. Finally, each month, you should review the AD Domain Controllers Report. This report lists all domain controllers in the selected domain along with their IP addresses and sites. Also on a monthly basis, within the Operational Health Analysis category, you should review the most common alerts by computer group and most common events by computer reports. As we've seen today, the Operator Console provides access to operations data such as events and alerts that are monitored and generated by various rules. The state view gives us an at-a-glance overview of the health of our monitored computers. Currently, we are monitoring two servers at Contoso in addition to the MOM server, one domain controller and one Windows storage server. Active Directory monitoring includes the client view, if installed, replication and server health, and service health. The Active Directory Management Pack makes available new diagram views that allow you to view replication information and site links. The Site Links diagram gives an overview of our Active Directory site links and the domain controllers in each site. Pointing the mouse at an element in this view will display a pop-up window with more information about the object. The Active Directory Management Pack creates several default tasks that provide increased manageability by enabling you to manage Active Directory directly from the MOM console. Many of the tasks here require the use of support tools. Support tools can be installed from the Support Tools directory on the operating system CD. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, managing security and messaging. With the management and monitoring of the basic server components, infrastructure servers, and Active Directory, our next step is to make sure that we are managing and monitoring our security and messaging servers adequately. First, we'll talk about managing Antigen with MOM 2005. The Antigen Management Pack for MOM 2005 allows administrators at Contoso to manage the availability and performance of Antigen email security solutions, such as Antigen for Exchange, which we deployed and configured in a previous webcast. As threats to business communication and collaboration continue to grow and evolve, businesses are adding layers of security to protect new entry points and propagation vectors against malicious code. As more layers of security are added, however, new challenges arise in the ability to manage and control these defenses. Providing integrated control over email security allows Contoso to lower the overall cost of protecting critical communications and to maintain the availability and performance systems that fuel organizational efficiency and innovation. The Antigen Management Pack for Microsoft Operations Manager gives administrators the ability to incorporate key security data into server and application management practices. It supplies critical events and alerts to Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, monitoring the health, availability, and activity of Microsoft Antigen for Exchange, Microsoft Antigen for SMTP gateways, and Microsoft Antigen Spam Manager. The Antigen Management Pack provides scan rate and detection statistics by monitoring antivirus and anti-spam application performance data. These statistics can be correlated to other system and application events in the Microsoft Operations Manager console to help identify threats and determine appropriate responses. If problems are identified, administrators can use the Antigen Management Pack to initiate antigen scan engine updates, manual scan jobs, and server configuration changes. Furthermore, administrators can start Antigen Enterprise Manager and Antigen from the Microsoft Operations Manager console to immediately take action, view additional reports, or centrally modify antigen security configurations. The Antigen Management Pack monitors the availability and performance of antigen servers. Monitored system information includes 61 event rules and 27 performance counters, Antigen for Exchange, Antigen for SMTP gateways, and Antigen Spam Manager services, signature update success and failure for all antivirus and anti-spam engines, and program and event log errors. Next, we'll talk about the Management Pack for Exchange. The Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 architecture includes not only Exchange-specific components, but also things like Active Directory, Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, SMTP, and underlying hardware. DNS is also a critical element without which neither Active Directory nor an Exchange 2003 organization could operate reliably. Monitoring the system and preventing and solving errors requires understanding the possible points of failure and how to troubleshoot them. For example, a problem might be that messages are not being delivered to recipients. The cause of this might be related to the SMTP transport engine, DNS name resolution, or it might be a physical connectivity issue. The Exchange Management Pack accelerates the diagnostic process by including alerts, filters for events, rules for tracking common problems, reports and statistics, and technical background information in knowledge base articles. With all these Exchange Management Pack tools combined, you can implement a comprehensive, centralized approach to monitoring an Exchange 2003 organization. The Exchange Management Pack, combined with MOM 2005, provides complex filtering and viewing tools to help you monitor events related to your exchange organization. MOM includes two default event views that can be accessed from the Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 Operator Console. One, collected events from monitored servers are listed in the event view. These events include information as well as warnings and errors. Using this view is a quick way to discover events that occur across many servers in the organization. 2. MOM-related events dealing with scheduled tasks are listed in the Task Status view. This view lists general information, warnings, and errors. You can filter events in this view based on criteria such as matching words, category, or severity. The Exchange Management Pack includes rules to monitor performance indicators such as mail queues, disk use, CPU load, and other thresholds. The MAPI rule group checks whether a MAPI client can log on to an Exchange database. Implementation of this rule group enables verification of both the Exchange database and Active Directory availability. This data is used for the Exchange Server Availability Report. The mail flow rules verify mail flow between Exchange servers. The mail flow verification rules function only when the OnePoint service is running as the local system account. You can use the rules to set up each Exchange 2003 server to send mail to other servers running Exchange 2003 and to receive mail from another server. You can also configure it to send mail back to the same server. If the mail flow between servers is interrupted, a notification is sent when an error occurs. MOM 2005 and the Exchange Management Pack include product knowledge related to alerts. You can use this information to help identify the root source of problems that cause alerts to be generated and to prevent these problems from recurring. On to the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we will show how to manage and monitor Exchange servers and services with the Management Pack for Exchange. Microsoft offers a free download that complements the Exchange Management Pack called the Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard. Let's look at how the Configuration Wizard can configure the rules and scripts used to monitor our environment at Contoso. The Configuration Wizard can be installed and run from any computer that has Exchange System Manager installed. You must have Microsoft .NET Framework 1.1 installed for the wizard to work. We'll select the administrative group that contains the Exchange server we want to configure. The Select Servers page presents a list of each of the servers that are members of the first administrative group. The Exchange server role for each server is also listed. At this time, Contoso only has one Exchange server to manage. We can also verify that the selected Exchange servers are available and are being managed by MOM by default. It is highly recommended that you leave this option selected. The default option automatically enables message tracking, front-end monitoring, service monitoring, and creates a test mailbox to monitor server availability. We'll select the custom option, which allows us to configure these settings manually. On the Properties page, we can select which properties we want to configure from the available list of message tracking, service monitoring, mailbox availability, and mail flow tests. The message tracking feature enables Exchange to audit mail delivery and sending. This data is then used by the Exchange Management Pack reports. This is a list of all the Windows services that are on each of the Exchange servers. By default, the most commonly used Exchange services for the Exchange server will be checked. It is important not to include services that you are not using. Failing to do so will result in instant alerts from Mom informing you that these services are not running. On the mailbox availability page, we can decide on our mailbox availability monitoring options. These options are per server monitoring, per store monitoring, or no store monitoring at all. So if we want to monitor every mailbox store on our Exchange servers, we must choose the per store monitoring option. We will monitor every server. By configuring this option, we enable the Exchange Management Pack to carry out a synthetic transaction that is designed to send mail from a sending server to one or more mail receiving servers. If the mail is not successfully sent, an alert will be generated. Since we only have one Exchange server, it will be used as both the sending and receiving server. On the Mailbox Access Account page, we will configure the Mailbox Access Account. This account is used by Mom to log on to a test mailbox to perform the MAPI logon test, the mobility synthetic logons, and the mail flow test. For each mailbox store that is to be monitored, the configuration wizard will create a disabled mailbox-enabled Windows account. The configuration wizard will also set the permissions granting the mailbox access account the rights required to access the mailboxes on each store. The Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard also has the ability to save this configuration in an XML file. This file can be modified manually and then used to configure Exchange servers at a later time through a command line version of the tool. We'll save the configuration to the desktop as an XML file named exmpconfig. The wizard creates a log file detailing the installation. In the event that errors occur as the Management Pack Configuration Wizard is applying the configuration settings to the Exchange server, this log may prove useful. We've successfully run the Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard. Let's open the configuration file and quickly browse the contents. Note that all of the Management Pack Configuration Wizard configuration settings that we selected are present. For example, we can search for the mail flow settings we configured. We can see the mail flow configuration for the sending and receiving servers. Since we only have one Exchange server at this time, they are both CEXC01. The only configuration setting that is not in this file is the password for the mailbox account. The password is purposely left out for security reasons. The password can be provided at runtime when the XML configuration file is used as input for the Exchange Management Pack Configuration Wizard command line tool. The command line interface provides advanced administrators with greater control over the configuration of the Exchange Server 2003 Management Pack. The command line interface supports two major operations, importing a user-created configuration file or creating a report in the form of a configuration file that shows the current configuration of a server or administrative group. When importing a configuration file, the command line interface supports silent operation and interactive operation. For silent operation, you are not required to enter any information beyond command line parameters. This mode is useful for scripting. To run in silent mode, you must specify, in addition to the configuration file, both the mailbox access account username and password as parameters on the command line. Silent mode can be used only if the mailbox access account was previously created. In interactive mode, you must specify, at a minimum, the configuration file that you want to import. Optionally, you can choose to specify a mailbox access account on the command line. If it's not provided, the exchangempconfig.exe tool will prompt for it interactively. You will also be prompted for the mailbox access account password. If the mailbox access account will be created by the tool, you must also specify the location of its Exchange mailbox. The ISA Server Management Pack monitors ISA Server events and alerts for all ISA Server versions, 2000, 2004, and 2006. In our environment, we are using ISA Server 2006. The ISA Server 2006 Management Pack for MOM 2005 provides predefined sets of event rules, alert rules, and performance rules that are designed specifically to monitor the health, availability, and performance of ISA Server computers. Based on these rules, MOM 2005 receives information about all MOM-enabled events that are generated by all versions of ISA server and collects data from ISA server performance counters. By issuing alerts that can indicate possible ISA server service outages, configuration problems, or security issues, the ISA Server 2006 Management Pack for MOM 2005 can help Contoso improve the availability, performance, and security of the ISA server computers in their organization. Now let's move on to the final demonstration. In this demonstration, we will see how to deploy the MOM agent on the ISA server and look at the monitoring options available through the management pack for ISA server. In this final demonstration, we will configure the ISA server management pack. Because ISA server blocks all traffic that is not explicitly permitted, we cannot simply install the MOM agent like we can on other types of servers and expect it to work. To enable ISA server monitoring from the MOM 2005 server, we must first configure an appropriate access rule on the ISA server. We'll call this rule Allow MOM Agent. The MOM Agent protocol uses TCP and UDP port 1270 for communications. This protocol is predefined in ISA Server 2006. We'll add the localhost network as the access rule source. This includes all IP addresses configured on the ISA server. Next, we'll create a new computer rule element for the MOM server and then add it as the access rule destination. Then we'll finish the wizard and save the configuration changes. Now, from within the MOM 2005 administrator console, we need to allow manual MOM agent installations. By default, manual agent installations are rejected, so we need to enable them. Next, we'll commit the configuration change. In order for these changes to take effect immediately, we must restart the MOM service on the MOM 2005 server. We're now ready to install the MOM agent on the ISA server. We'll click a shortcut to a network share on the MOM server where the agent installation files reside. We'll quickly step through the installation program. Then we need to supply the management group name, in this case Contoso, and the management server, which is CSMS01. We'll complete the installation with the default options. And finally, back on the MOM server, we need to approve the manual agent installation on the ISA server. Now, if we look at the list of agent-managed computers, the ISA server is present. We'll also run the attribute discovery now so that we can be sure this server gets assigned to the proper computer groups. As you know by now, from the MOM 2005 operator console, we can view information about managed computers, create new views, resolve alerts, assign alerts, and run tasks. In the state area, we can see that there is a new addition to the list of monitored computers, the ISA server. We'll start by looking at some of the performance counters included with the ISA server management pack. This management pack works for ISA Server 2000, 2004, and 2006. There are several performance counters. For example, the two cache performance counters will return information on disk failure rate and web proxy cache fetches. The firewall performance counters will let you view statistics on backlogged and dropped packets. Let's select a few of these counters and view them graphically. Currently, the ISA server is not handling much traffic, but in a live environment, you'd be able to use the performance graph to gauge the overall performance of the ISA server and pinpoint any specific performance issues. ISA server events are also logged, including such categories as the cache, firewall service, VPN connections, and the web proxy. That concludes the final demonstration of this session. Let's return to the presentation and finish up. Next, we'll introduce the features, benefits, and requirements of System Center and talk about the different components of System Center that Contoso will find useful. Looking ahead, there are some new products coming out that will help with infrastructure management. One of these is Configuration Manager 2007. End-user productivity increases at Contoso by ensuring users have the tools they need when they need them. Configuration Manager 2007 also reduces infrastructure costs by leveraging existing desktops and branch offices, thereby alleviating the need for a Windows server in branch offices, and by building on Windows Update and the Windows Update Agent for software updates. When building System Center Configuration Manager 2007, we focused on three key business values, together which drive IT efficiency and information worker productivity. Operational simplicity is all about making the IT administrator's life easier. Configuration Manager 2007 was designed as a tool that is easier to use from a functional standpoint to reduce complexity of aspects of systems management that have been inherently complex and difficult. Configuration Manager 2007 makes upgrading systems easier with tools like ACT, PXE Boot, OneWW Image, and USMT. The Inventory tool for custom updates, ITCU, is all about easing the process of managing the updating of dozens of third-party and custom applications. Offline editing and Wake on LAN increase the operational simplicity when it comes to managing systems. Configuration Manager 2007 allows administrators to capture and create automated processes around manual tasks. Finally, Configuration Manager 2007 enables you to inventory your hardware and software assets and ensure that end users are able to leverage applications that they are entitled to. Another key business value we focused on when building Configuration Manager 2007 is scalability. Configuration Manager 2007 allows workers to use the most productive tools in whatever environment they choose to work and doesn't let geography limit worker productivity. Configuration Manager 2007 even supports embedded devices like POS and ATM machines. No other management platform is as scalable as Configuration Manager 2007 with its ability to support up to 250,000 units. Just because an office is remote doesn't mean it should get less support than a corporate location. Leverage branch office distribution points and other Configuration Manager 2007 functionality to keep remote sites just as productive as any other site without increasing support costs. The final key business value we focused on is security and compliance. The Vulnerability Assessment tool provides the ability to assess compliance of almost 100 critical configuration errors and vulnerabilities. Configuration Manager 2007 also includes tools to help to ensure that a desired state is maintained and to ease system remediation when violations to that state occur. Network Access Protection, or NAP, makes sure that infected systems are quarantined and updated before joining the network. With Configuration Manager 2007, you can easily update applications as well as hardware BIOS and firmware to ensure system security. Here's how it works with Network Access Protection, or NAP. We'll examine how SCCM works with NAP by stepping through the process of how a non-compliant computer is restricted until compliant. An SCCM client becomes connected to the network either through a VPN connection or it starts up and requests an IP address from a DHCP server. The client requests network access and it provides a statement of health by evaluating compliance with its existing SCCM NAP policies. The network access device asks the policy server what network access the computer should have based on the health state the client provided. The network policy server is configured with policies that check the SCCM health state. The policy server asks the SCCM system health validator point to validate the client and its compliance. The SCCM system health validator uses SCCM health state references to validate compliance. If the client does not have up-to-date SCCM NAP policies or requires software updates, the client is deemed non-compliant and requires remediation. The network policy server administrator has configured network access protection policies to enforce compliance and restrict non-compliant computers. The network policy server, therefore, instructs the network access device to restrict the computer's network access and initiate remediation in order to make this client compliant. The network access device instructs the computer that it is restricted because it is non-compliant and it requires remediation. The user is informed with a pop-up message from the notification area that he or she has restricted access until compliant, but that he or she can continue to work locally. The SCCM client requests the latest SCCM NAP policies or software updates required for compliance. It can connect to the SCCM management point to download the SCCM NAP policies, and it can connect to distribution points that host the software updates it requires. However, it cannot connect to other computers on the network unless they have also been configured as remediation servers. This helps to protect other computers on the network. The client is remedied with the latest SCCM NAP policies or by downloading the software updates it requires for compliance. The client generates a new statement of health and requests access again, this time with a new health state. The network access device again asks the policy server what network access the computer should have based on its health state. The policy server again asks the SCCM system health validator point to validate the client and its compliance. The SCCM system health validator again validates the client, but this time it confirms that the client is compliant. The network access device grants the computer full network access, and it can now connect to all computers on the network, which still includes its management point and distribution points. Microsoft Operations Manager is joining the System Center family as System Center Operations Manager 2007. System Center Operations Manager 2007 provides an easy-to-use monitoring environment that monitors thousands of events and performance monitors across hundreds of operating systems and applications to provide a single view of the health of an organization's IT environment. This view of a service's health is the key to a rapid, agile response to events that may impact the normal running of business and ultimately cost an enterprise money. System Center Operations Manager 2007 is the third version of Microsoft's award-winning monitoring solution. Operations Manager 2007 builds on the success of its predecessors by adding key features and functionality that customers in the market have been demanding. Microsoft listened to users of the first two versions of Operations Manager to find out what they liked and what they didn't like. Customers said they wanted to monitor more than just individual servers. They wanted it to be easier to find computers and applications that needed to be monitored. and they wanted more detailed troubleshooting and best practices knowledge. The market for management solutions also played a part in the design of Operations Manager 2007. More enterprises are implementing service-level management, and more companies are finding a need to monitor their ever-expanding network of Microsoft Windows-based systems. To answer this need, Microsoft enhanced the already capable Operations Manager solution by designing Operations Manager 2007 around these four pillars: end-to-end service monitoring, best-of-breed manager of Windows, reliability and security, and operational efficiency. Within these pillars, Microsoft has leveraged the best of existing technologies such as Windows and Microsoft SQL Server, and embraced new technologies such as the System Definition Model, SDM, and Windows PowerShell scripting engine. System Center Operations Manager 2007 has answered the ITSM needs of both customers and the market. Today, the System Center family of management solutions includes several components. Systems Management Server 2003 with Service Pack 1 provides a comprehensive solution for change and configuration management for the Microsoft platform, enabling organizations to provide relevant software and updates to users quickly and cost-effectively. Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 helps provide you with the knowledge to avoid the avoidable, reducing the complexity associated with managing today's IT infrastructure environment and lowering the cost of operations. Data Protection Manager, DPM, delivers centralized backup by capturing changed files to disk. DPM enables rapid, reliable recovery from disk and provides end-user recovery without IT intervention. System Center Capacity Planner 2006 is a pre-deployment capacity planning solution that provides best practice guidance and hardware-specific knowledge to help IT professionals make solid architecture decisions when planning a deployment for Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 or Microsoft Operations Manager 2005. System Center Reporting Manager 2006 is a data warehouse and reporting platform that will help IT managers better support corporate decision-making, improve the quality of service provided, and better administer IT resources through improved reporting capabilities and management data integration from SMS 2003, MOM 2005, and business context data sources such as Active Directory. System Center Wave 2 releases will include model-based capacity planning tools, new integrated management tools for mid-sized businesses, and the next versions of SMS and MOM. These releases will take place in the 2006 to 2008 timeframe. System Center Wave 3 will focus on model-based management of distributed services and applications. That just about wraps up this session. Let's review what we've covered. In this session, we focused on better management of network technologies by increasing the effectiveness of Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 at Contoso. MOM management packs, such as the Microsoft Windows Server-Based Operating System Management Pack, Microsoft Windows Infrastructure Management Packs, and the Microsoft Active Directory Management Pack have helped Contoso continue to move from a basic to dynamic infrastructure. Here are the key points to take away with you. MOM 2005 improves manageability of Windows server systems through user interfaces optimized for the task at hand. Operational knowledge obtained directly from developers and operational staff to help identify, understand, and resolve IT issues, and an easily extensible architecture to manage custom applications and integrate with third-party solutions. Management packs contain a collection of monitoring rules with predefined thresholds, a knowledge base with troubleshooting and resolution information, and scripts that can be used to quickly resolve identified issues. The predefined rules and thresholds help reduce the time an IT professional needs to spend on identifying which alerts are important and need to be monitored, and what the reasonable thresholds are when monitoring specific services. Also, by linking the knowledge base directly to the alert, an operator now has the information immediately at hand, shortening the time needed to troubleshoot the issue. System Center is the Microsoft family of systems management products and solutions focused on providing IT professionals with the tools and knowledge to help manage their IT infrastructure. The Wave 2 release will include model-based capacity planning tools and new integrated management tools for mid-sized businesses. To get more information on the products and technologies we've covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/TechNet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/hot-17 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Essential Microsoft Operations Manager by Chris Fox and published by O'Reilly Media takes you through the entire process of setting up MOM on the network and then moves on to more advanced administration issues. It carefully instructs you how to program and automate MOM and the agents that reside on the servers themselves. You'll also learn how to manage the scripts that determine which server agents are relevant to report. How to Cheat at Managing Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 by Tony Piltzecker, published by Syngress Publishing, covers several topics, including installing MOM, managing and monitoring Exchange 5.5, and integrating non-Windows systems into MOM 2005. Professional MOM 2005, SMS 2003, and WSUS by Randy Holloway, Russ Kaufman, Telmo Sampaio, Derek Commingore and Marcus O, and published by John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated, teaches expert and best practice-based security and patch management of Microsoft environments using any of three covered Microsoft offerings, Microsoft Operations Manager, Systems Management Server, and Windows Update Service. After explaining installation and configuration of each of the products, it goes beyond these basics to show the methods administrators should implement to keep their systems patched, secure, and up to date. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, MOC, which includes e-learning, MS Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support, and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Managing Your Infrastructure Using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There's also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan which includes links to Microsoft Official Curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified system administrator, MCSA, or system engineer, MCSD, MCSE, or a desktop specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Ian Brackenberry, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager, to cover these changes in more detail.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The news group page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.